Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's
Day. The season of love.
Absolutely. I was going to say the same thing.
Aligned. We're back after a long hiatus.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Emerging, forcing ourselves out of seasonal depression into content season.
Absolutely. We're back with a three-part mini series for Valentine's Day. So we're excited to talk all things lovey-dovey, self-lovey-dovey, and we'll have a little special Valentine's Day episode that maybe we'll tell you about later.
Today, though, we are talking about synastry and composite charts, a little compatibility quickie. Because we're all obsessed.
We're all obsessed with someone, you know?
It's just what makes the world go around.
Honestly, crushes make the world go round. And that's just the simple fact of it all.
And maybe we'll get into that on our first episode of season five.
Oh my God, there's literally so much to talk about. And we just can't tell you until season five starts. But
yeah. There's a lot is going on.
A lot is going on.
And I need a PR team.
It's me. The worst PR representative of all time. So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Mid-Feb? I can't tell you the date.
Like the second Wednesday in February.
Wednesday in February.
So this 14th? Episode will come out. 15, I think. This episode should come out the first week of Feb. And then, I guess the Friday before the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Friday before the Wednesday. We'll see you then.
Very clear. First up, we will go through synastry charts.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, what are they?
Sure. So synastry charts are like the overlaying of two charts. So if you want to take like your chart, your partner, your crush, your bestie, you can lay those charts on top of each other and it's going to tell you like what kind of interactions and things are happening there. So it's really about like how you impact each other and how those placements kind of play off of each other.
You'll have like an inner ring of you or the other person and an outer ring of
mm-hmm.
the opposite, vice versa. This is usually the first thing that comes up when you like look for compatibility. This is the first kind of chart that I got into after looking at my own birth chart.
Totally.
So like the most common thing to look at, things to zoom in on, if you will, mm-hmm. are aspects between your placements and to cross-reference, like, what houses things fall into for each other.
Yeah, cool. I'll take you through the aspects. If you listen to our summer camp season, this will feel familiar, but a good refresher as we are in our Valentine's era. So the aspects that you want to look for in a synastry chart, this is also just good knowledge to remember for your own birth chart because similar themes. A conjunction is when two planets are aligned. They're going to be in the same sign or same house. And really, that's just amplifying the energy. It's technically like a happier placement, but really it just means like more power and more energy.
Mm-hmm. They like amplify each other. Yeah. They like make each other more powerful mm-hmm. together as a whole.
A sextile is going to be when you're two signs apart, so 60 degrees apart, if you are a math nerd. And that's like another complementary placement. So this is another happy placement. You might see that your sun is sextile to someone's Venus, which would be a happy, lovey placement. And these are going to just like reveal positive qualities in another. So since they're in these like complementary placements, the best parts of your sun might come out where the best parts of their Venus might come out.
Cute.
I just realized that when I was doing this, when I was redoing all my notes because my old notes got rained on and the pen was streaking down the page and I couldn't read any of it, I had this weird thing of like, I think I need to redo my wife's birth chart because it just felt like I just like had this thing where I was like, his Venus and Mars I think are just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I redid his birth chart and it was exactly the same as what I had, but like I made up his Venus and Mars.
Like
I just think I didn't actually read and I just made it up.
Made him up. Interesting.
Yeah. So our Venus are sextile to each other. When I was
cute.
Like, if you listen to that episode, I'm like, they're square. They're not square.
Mm.
They're sextile.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It is nicer. But I'm like, that's just funny because I like had in my his Venus is in Aries and his Mars is in Virgo. And I had in my head that they were both in Taurus. That's just no.
They're not.
And I was like, I just don't think that's true. Yeah. That's how I like redid it. And I was like, why did I even think that there's just like just his Mercury is in Taurus, which is also just
weird.
Not, honestly,
was
that's
that
not
like
true.
Your composite chart or something? Did you relook
no,
at that?
No. I just think I like had up. That in my head. And the weird thing is there's only one sign in that Taurus. Like I just clearly I saw something and ran with it, but whatever. So when I was looking at this, I was like, oh.
Well, I'm glad we have more clarity.
Yeah, me too. Squares are going to be a more difficult aspect. That's what I just mentioned before when I was like, oh, our Venuses are squared. Like, ooh, difficult.
Drama.
But this is a more challenging aspect. It's going to be when they're 90 degrees from each other. So three signs apart forming a 90 degree angle. It'll be like they have the same modality, but an incompatible element. So there might be some like competitive vibes there. Could reveal like a shadow side. Again, and it's never like a bad thing. It's just something to like know and acknowledge that you're going to handle kind of those placements probably a little bit differently.
As a whole, we need to look at the whole synastry chart. Like there's no one placement that yeah. is going to like doom your relationship.
Right.
It's just all information and we have to look at
yeah,
everything.
The big picture.
Yeah,
for sure. Trine, another happy placement here, same element, four signs apart or 120 degrees apart. This is like a harmonious aspect, kind of best case scenario, when you're looking at synastry. And then our last one is opposition. So opposing signs, we talk a lot about this just like in general, different opposing signs, but obviously that'll be like direct opposite. So 180 degrees apart, challenging. But again, I think with like, even when we talk about like, we've talked about opposing signs in other compatibility terms, mm-hmm. it's like, you're kind of like, what is the saying?
Like two sides of the same coin.
Two sides of the same coin. So you might be like frustrated because someone's kind of showing you the other side of yourself or
yeah.
something that feels very familiar to you. You might not be processing well because you know it too well.
Mm-hmm. You're the same but opposite.
Yeah,
kind of vibe.
Exactly. So just find your middle ground really there is the key. And then when we're looking at houses, if you want to just think of some like key placements to look at if you don't want to dive into like the whole chart because it can be a little overwhelming. The fifth house, seventh, and eighth house are going to be three spots that are going to be helpful to look at. So of course we know our fifth house is like all things pleasure, creation, and fun. Seventh house is our long-term partnerships. Eighth house, our sex and death house. Getting deep into the unknown with people. So those are some places you can look out for. Like if their Venus falls in your seventh house, you might be like, oh, it's giving lovey-dove. or like if things fall in their fifth house, it might be like a really fun kind of like inspiring relationship. Eighth house might signal like a really long-term situation. So those are some places you can pay special attention to.
Up next, we have our composite charts. This is going to be when you like add your chart and someone else's chart together and you find like the center point between all of the placements. So it's basically just like a birth chart mm-hmm. for your relationship as like a third entity. Like how,
yeah.
like you two as like a couple, whether that be romantic or not, but like your couple like aura kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the composite chart, you're finding like you're mathematically finding the middle point between your signs, so or between all the placements I should say. So like your sun's mathematically in the middle will like show up wherever they show up on the composite chart,
like
and it'll take all the placements
if you
account.
Have an Aries sun and they have a Gemini sun
mm-hmm.
your like relationship sun is going to be a Taurus,
right? This one can also be like show people say it could be like the purpose or like the outcome of a relationship, and I think that does also kind of sound like scary. So like again, always just something to like use to your advantage, learn from, and you don't have to be like, oh my god, there's like this detrimental thing in my composite chart, like we're gonna break up. Like maybe just something to be aware of, but again, none of these things
yeah
are end all be alls or things to freak out about.
things to look for in your composite chart. I mean, you would look at it, you would read it just like a regular right. birth chart. So look at the placements of like the individual places, look at the aspects between the placements, like we talked about earlier, and look at like what houses your placements fall into as mm-hmm. well. And there's no like good or bad placements.
Right.
Like we just said, it's just like things that might come easier to you as a duo
right.
or things that might come harder.
We should do ours.
We should. I did think about that.
I know. Like, why have we never done ours?
Yeah. We should do a deep dive sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that.
I think the houses are one good thing to look at the, like, nature of the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, do you both have, like, does your composite chart have, like, a lot of second house placements? And, like, you guys are going to, like, go in on a money venture together.
Totally.
Is it like third house? It's like bestie vibes only. Is it
right.
eighth house? Is it like big sexual, like you have a huge sexual connection and it's like that's like a big part of your relationship or your vibe?
No, for sure.
So you can use our knowledge of the houses to think about it that way.
I love it. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go make some composite charts.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for our cookie episode today. Like we said at the beginning, we're doing a 3-part Valentine's Day quickie trilogy.
Slay.
Our third quickie, or our third of the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little matchmaking.
Ooh, virtual matchmakers. That's us.
So go to the links in our bios. We have a submission form. We have a little Google form. You know we love a Google form.
We love a Google form.
It can be, we'll have a little check mark boxes. Are you looking for friendship? Are you looking for love? We'll ask some questions about you and connect some of you guys because someone had requested we do this in the past and we thought
what a brilliant idea to play
holiday.
God I would
our
love
dream.
Nothing more.
So go fill that out. We'll see you on Wednesday for season 5.
Yay,
it's math themed.
Riveting. Get your calculators out.
Get your nerd glasses.
Get your pencils sharpened. Yeah, rip up that duct tape. Mm-hmm. Tape it around the 3D glasses right in the center. And we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye, sluts.